Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
The person you are calling is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Colin. This is Angelo from Real Madrid. I want to reach out once again to discuss the potential purchase of Kevin. We really like what he's doing at Ashwood, and we think we can come to a deal to bring him to Madrid for the right money. Okay. Speak soon.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
And blows for a free kick, much to the protests of Kieran Broome and David Luna.
I've got some free advice for Kieran Broome here if he wants to hear it. Don't be getting in Martin Atkinson's face when you're on a yellow and you've just committed a foul like that. Kieran needs to simmer down. It's not even half time.
That's right, Billy, not even half time, and the score is 2-2.
We've been spoiled, Peter. We really have.
We certainly have, Mr. Richards, and there could be more. 30 yards out here. Neves standing over it, Riviere shuffling the wall.
Dalio Babic there is the draft excluder. You see him there, making sure nothing gets underneath the wall.
Neves opts for the cross to Dick Doncaster. And once again, Wolves have taken the lead. This time, a powerful header from Leander Dendonca.
What did I say, Peter? We are being spoiled. We are being spoiled, Norton. Ashwood City, once again, it's a lack of concentration. It's not sticking with their man, not paying attention to the options Wolves have at their disposal. And I tell you what, look at that. Have you ever wanted Akin Adeyemi more? But the Nigerian is out in Cameroon, and there you have Marcelo competing for the header. No chance.
One additional minute for this first half, says the fourth official.
1 minute? Give me more, Peter. Don't stop the fun.
I couldn't agree more, Billy. Kevin Keane to get the restart underway. Here's Luna.
We talked about Wolves having options. This man hasn't been short of options either this afternoon. Plenty of width being provided. A couple of targets to hit up the top of the field as well.
And he has hit one here in Remy Devor, who's got room to operate. Park Suhil on the overlap. Semedo was slipped, or was he fouled by the Korean? Martin Atkinson says no. Park Suhil says thank you very much.
Oh,
and
way.
That is 3-3. Wolverhampton Wanderers not even given the chance to come up for breath.
Look at Bede Lag
gesturing to the football gods.
Look, I think VAR will take a look at this, but for me, there's no argument. Semedo loses his balance. Park Suhil is such a tricky customer at the best of times. Yeah, look, there's no problem there. In the box, shape to shoot, you know, just where he's going to put it. Nice and easy.
Route one for Ashwood City this time round, and it's paid dividends. VAR confirms the on-field decision by Martin Atkinson was a correct one. We go in at half-time. Ashwood City 3, Wolves 3.
No goals in all the 3pm kickoffs at half-time. And here at Dartley Park, we've got 6.
It's our lucky day, Billy Richards.
It certainly is, Peter. Blockbuster football.
Lineker's just tweeted.
Save the BBC?
No.
Save the planet?
No.
Save the refugees?
No.
I'm out.
He says, no matter what happens, we all know who's going to be first on match of the day.
Well, obviously, 6 goals in the first half. What else are they going to have? Everton v Villa, do me a favour.
Guys, Lineker just tweeted saying we're going to be first on match of the day.
Who gives a fuck?
Me, I give a fuck. It means I don't have to sit through all the other shite they serve up before seeing the Ashwood highlights.
Pal, you're at the game. You've seen every single goal go in.
Not true. I missed the Daniel Pedence goal.
Look at the big screen. Look, there it is.
Whoa, hey, spoilers.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, Twitter account is getting an absolute pounding today.
Well, they wouldn't be whinging if they found out that I, Patrick Nolan MBE, have just purchased a new bar for Dartley Park.
Crossbar?
No, bar, where you order drinks.
How do you order a bar?
Not the same way you order a kitchen or an extension.
I'm bored now.
Good, go away. So, yep, I spoke to Daniel. He put me in touch with the same people that did the bar for Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, and our pints will fill up from the bottom.
What?
The pints we pour, they'll fill up from the bottom.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why? I mean, fucking why?
Because that's because it's fucking cool, Woody. That's why.
Is it?
Hey, the fans will get it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that cool, Patrick.
What are you talking about? They'll go mad for this. I mean, look how drunk they all are now. Smell the booze in the air. They will love a new swanky bar.
I actually think that smell is her, pal.
Well, most of the Twitter complaints are about getting a left-back.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, look, a left-back isn't a one-off investment that guarantees returns.
Oh, but upside-down pints are they?
Okay, look, let me show you the video of the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium.
Oh, I've seen it. I've fucking seen it. You know what, Patrick? I'm going to get on Twitter myself and start abusing you after all this fucking pint nonsense.
Why don't you fuck off?
They're pretty pissed off at you, actually.
What? What the fuck have I done wrong now? We're 8th in the league. We've got a team of superstars. I've shown profits for a very difficult year. Okay, actual profits, not like Man City profits. And I helped the country during a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. I mean, what the fuck? Some people are just born miserable. They grow up miserable and they fucking die miserable. And do you know what they all have in common? They're English. There, I said it.
First of all, you spat on me and that's fucking disgusting. Cover your mouth next time you rant. And second of all, help the country during a pandemic. What the fuck are you talking about?
The COVID testing.
You shoved a swab up your nose once or twice. Wow, fucking wee. Did you leave your Victoria Cross at home?
No, I facilitated a whole, you know, fucking thing with the tests and Rishi and Boris and stuff.
Oh, God, I knew it.
Knew what?
He's one of them.
No. Look, I spoke to the government during a very difficult time and I made it very clear that I wanted to do everything in my power, okay, everything, to help the country in its time of need.
So what did you do?
Well, I made that point clear.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Well, I just requested funds, you know, so that I could help and, yep.
And you got the funds?
Yeah.
And did you help?
Yeah, we made that little tent in the car park at Broadley. Remember where you could get a free test?
Okay, just before I smash this wine glass over your head, can I just confirm who got a free test?
Broadley members.
Oh, then it's not fucking free, is it, you greedy cunt? Oh, I hope you like Sauvignon Blanc because you're about to get some in your fucking eyes.
No, don't!
Relax, pal. She wouldn't waste alcohol on you. She might on me. Fair enough, but she won't on you.
Woody is right on this occasion.
Right! Come on, you cunts! Let's fuck him up in the second half!
She definitely wasted it on him.
100%.
Waste what on me?
We're just debating who Jess would smash over the head with a wine glass.
Full glass of wine?
Yeah.
Not you, that's for sure. You need to up your game, pal.
Where the fuck did you go?
I had a call.
With who?
Madrid.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I told him to fuck off. I tried it in Spanish, didn't work. Had to shout it in English in the end. That was the way. Happens when I go on holiday too.
I have the same problem, pal. I think it's our accents, you know. Anyway, pints from the bottom. Pints from the bottom.
That, and neither of you speak a word of Espanol.
Sorry, can I just interject?
No.
What do you mean, Madrid?
In Spain.
España. España.
Very good call. Very impressive.
Atletico or the proper one?
The proper one.
Oh, well, we're really going to call them the proper one. Atletico actually win things.
Why did Real Madrid call you?
Kevin.
What? What about him?
Pal.
No, I just want to know.
They've wanted Kevin for weeks.
Colt, just leave it. And I leave it.
Well, he asked.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, hold on a fucking minute. Real Madrid want Kevin and no one was going
to
tell me.
I just fucking told you. Do you want me to try it in Spanish?
Colin, that'll do, pig. All right? That'll
Woody,
do.
Woody, what is going on?
Nothing that concerns the communications department of Ashwood City Football Club. Now, thanks, but no fucking thanks. Fuck off back to your wine.
This is so...
So what?
Unacceptable.
Why?
Because Real Madrid have been on the fucking phone. To him, to this fucking weirdo.
Hey, now.
Fuck me, this lager tastes like cat shit.
You made that weirdo head of football operations, pal. So when clubs make an inquiry, sometimes they get the man that seems to know what cat shit tastes like.
Why has this been hidden from me?
Because what's the point in telling you?
I'd like to know.
Why? Because it's flattering.
No.
Because you want to sell it.
Oh my God, Patrick!
What? I didn't say anything!
Exactly!
See, this is why I don't fucking tell you!
I didn't say a fucking word!
He's been here for 4 fucking months! He's gonna get his European football the way it's going, and you wanna cash in your chips!
I don't, okay? I like the chips, they're fucking delicious.
Not those kind of chips, you stupid cunt!
Hey, that's me.
Too far, Woody.
No, it's not too far, alright? That Brazilian is gonna change everything for us. But now, the pinup boy of La Liga, Patrick's fucking teenage heartthrob, has turned up, and he wants to spread his legs and cheat on all of us.
That is so...
What?
Oh, you are...
What, pal?
You...
What?
You are really mean. You know that?
No need to cry about it, big guy.
Look, I'm not, okay? You're keeping things from me. From, you know, the fans. Yeah? Look, I bet this is serious money, okay? I know it sounds crazy, but you have to entertain these things. Yeah, you don't shut it down. I get how the game works. I get it, okay? I get it. The fans get it.
Ah, stop saying the fans get it. You don't know what the fans get.
Oh, whatever. You're... mean.
Yeah, I am mean, alright? I'm fucking mean. We're mean girls. Fucking mean girls. And you two live in cloud cuckoo cunt land. He's not for sale, alright? Fuck him. Fuck the billionaires. Fuck the big boys. Fuck the lot of you.
Woody, wait.
Jess, look, I don't mean to get so angry.
Can
it's
you get
just...
me another Sav Blanc? Large this time.
Ah, fuck off.
Colin?
Yes, pal?
How would you feel if our bar downstairs...
The points filled up from the bottom? Stupid fucking idea, pal.
Bollocks.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot... We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
I don't know if
first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Clash of the Titles is the podcast where two movies with something in common go head-to-head in a fight to the death as we decide which film does it better. And for the whole of January and February, we're taking film suggestions from you, our listeners.
But he said to me, I was putting on, and because we've done the social network, and he's like, why are you doing all these good films? And I said, oh, well, you know. And then I had to admit that other people pick them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Join me, Alex Zane, with Chris Tilley and Vicky Crompton every Monday and Thursday. Search Clash of the Titles wherever you get your pods.
It's not going to work. Fabio Silva runs into traffic, lays it back to Moutinho. Wolves maybe with one last throw of the dice. Ashwood City lead 4-3. Wolves have found an opening and it comes to Adama Traore. A colossal block by Angelo Vassos. Wow, mountain of a man. An absolute terminator. What a block. And what distribution to find Gustavo, who's got acres of space to run into. The Brazilian has his countryman in support. It's 2v1. Gustavo finds Kevin, looking for the hat-trick. Kilman in no man's land, and that settles it. Kevin tucks it past Saar. 5 goals for Ashwood City, 3 for Kevin. It is yet another masterclass from the Ashwood forward. Such class, such composure, such dedication to get to just chase the ball at this stage in the game. This man is worth his weight in gold. He's worth the weight of this whole stadium in solid, solid gold. And that's full time. It's 3 points for Ashwood City. The European dream is still very much alive.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing performance from lads against what they call Wolves, innit? Just kept going and going, didn't we? Like, we didn't let our heads get too down, you know? Like, they got a bit down, but not, like, far down, just like, a little bit. So when I was like, get your heads up, lads, you know, it were easier for everyone. So, yeah, I think we gave them a tough time, you know? The whole 90 minutes, we gave them a tough time. Like, kept our shape, kept our discipline, and we're going to the next round. Oh, no, it were a league game, wasn't it? Yeah, 3 points. Cheers.
Ashwood City captain Kieran Broome there, Peter Reynolds and Billy Richards with the commentary. Steve, I'll start with you. Quite a game of football, but was that down to a surplus of quality or a lack of quality for you?
That's a great question. I think quality managed to actually assert itself in the second half, not so much the first. You know, that first half for me was a mess. Captivating, sure can take my eyes off it, but it's a mess from both.
Hi there. Places. Yeah, it's Patrick Nolan. I was just MBE. That's right. I was just wondering the bar installation that I've ordered. The 150 grand one. Yep, thanks for reminding me. Yes, is there a way I could maybe delay that purchase? Can I get a refund? Why? I don't really want it anymore. But hello, hello. Oh, bollocks!
They're on the fucking phone again.
Who?
Our amigos in Madrid.
Give me the phone. Give me it.
I promised Woody that I wouldn't help you sell the prize pig.
Prize pig? No one's talking about a prize pig, okay? I just have a right to be a part of the negotiated conversation. Yeah? Conversation, not negotiations.
no one said negotiations. Okay, just give me the phone. Hola, buenos, ¿cómo está?
They're on hold. They can't hear a fucking word you're saying. Not that they would have understood
fuck's
you.
Fuck's sake. Hola. Hello. Hi. Yes. Yeah, hi. This is Patrick Nolan, MBE here, the owner and CEO of Ashwood City.
45% owner.
Shh. No, not you. No, sorry, I was talking to my colleague.
Does shh mean shh in Spanish?
Colin, please shut the fuck up. Please. Yeah, I, 130 million euros. That's your opening offer. Right, let me just confer with my team and I'll get back to you.
Ah, jeez, you made me phone all sweaty.
Sorry, it's just, you know, that's a big offer. Very, very big.
Of course it is. It's fucking Real Madrid, pal.
I know, I thought they were all fucking bankrupt over there. Right, well, this is something to think about.
You want my advice?
No.
I think it's a fucking stupid idea.
Why?
Because it's January and he's fucking incredible.
So?
So keep hold of the cunt and in 5 months' time we'll have European football and you can flag him for 200 million.
Nah, see, you don't know that.
I do, actually.
No, you don't, right? I mean, how do you know they haven't made an offer on their next target just in case the Kevin deal falls through?
Because who the fuck else is out there?
Mbappe? You know, fucking Salah?
You think that Liverpool would sell Salah? Come on.
I'm just saying. All right, you know, I mean, this is money, okay? Real money.
Yeah, and if we still own Kevin when he starts every game for Brazil at the World Cup, that money will be even more fucking real.
Yeah, but that's speculation. See, this is an offer. Right now, cold, hard cash. Everybody has a price.
No, they don't, Pat.
Yes, they do.
Not in January, they don't.
See, you're just scared.
I'm not scared.
Hey, it's okay to be scared.
I'm literally not scared in the slightest.
They're just fans, okay? So that's their job, to be fanatic, but they'll get over it. You know, they get it. Yeah, they get it.
You're fucked if you do this, Pat.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. Time to get my dick out.
We don't need to get any dicks out.
We're going
to
counter.
Mary fucking Christ.
Sorry, what? Her name's not Mary Christ.
Isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
They're not married.
No, but it's God's last name, isn't it?
God doesn't have a last name, pal. He's God. He's not fucking God Smith, is he? God Jones? That doesn't sound right, pal.
What, so it's Joseph and Mary Christ?
Yeah, probably.
This is ridiculous. Look, just counter-offer, OK? Say 180 million euros for this January. Think of some add-ons and, yeah, get to it, OK? Patrick Nolan's dick is officially out.
Lovely, but I have to run that by Woody.
No, you don't.
He's my boss.
Yeah, well, I'm Woody's boss, and I'm saying it's OK.
He's my boss.
Yeah, well, I'm Woody's boss, and I'm saying do it.
Did I hear my name?
Pal, Jesus' mammy. What's her name?
Mary.
Full name?
Mary Christ? Doesn't sound right, does it?
Agreed. That's what we said. Oh, and Patrick's going to accept 180 million euros for Kevin.
Wait, now, just a minute. That's not what I said.
You gigantic cunt. I'm not the mean girl. You're the fucking mean girl.
I didn't say that. It was a counter-offer.
I'm done.
Woody, I'm just getting my dick out.
Ah, fuck you and your dick.
It's just getting my dick out, Woody. It's part of the negotiations. Woody, my dick.
Patrick, these are the new work experience intake for the marketing team.
Hi. Hiya. Hi, guys.
Steve, that was Steve at Dartley Park. That news there that Ashwood City are entertaining offers from Real Madrid for Kevin.
Yeah, I wonder who the leak is. Woody, the fucking knob twat.
We've got Callum on the line. Callum, what do you think of this revelation?
Oh, God. Hi, Mac.
Here she is. Little Bo Peep.
Okay, why am I little Bo Peep?
Because you lost your sheep, sweetheart.
I don't get it, Mac.
And therein lies the problem.
What does that mean?
It means you're looking for something you can't fucking get.
I'm not looking for anything.
Yes, you are, my son.
Well, I suppose I'm looking for someone to take this bar installation off me.
You bought a new bar for Dartley Park. You're off your fucking rocker.
Yeah, the the pints fill up from the bottom, like Tottenham.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know anyone who'd be interested?
In pints that fill up from the bottom?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh. Great.
Patty cake, I need to tell you something, son. And typically, the desired effect is achieved when we're face to fucking face. But I might just have to do it over the phone.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
If you sell Kevin at this stage in the season, with shady speculative interest backing him and us to succeed, you are a bigger cunt than I took you for. And that's fucking saying something.
It's not like that, Mac, okay? These are just negotiations, you know? Feelers are being put out, yeah? They're waving theirs around. It's time for me to get my dick out.
I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Prince Andrew. Put that back in your trousers before you get yourself in more trouble. This is a Pizza Express, for God's sake.
So what, Real Madrid offer life-changing amounts of money and I'm just supposed to walk away from it, am I?
You've made your bed and you happen to share it with the devil, my son. Now get that nightdress on and come back in the womb.
Mac, it's a massive amount of money.
Stick to the plan. We get to Europe. We grow.
God's sake, get to Europe. Will everyone stop saying we're going to get into Europe, for fuck's sake? Oh, time to take this matter into your own hands, Patrick. Yeah? The fans get it. Reinvestment, growth, the offensive. They get it. They get it. Jesus! Oh, my God.
Fucking cunt!
Oh, that stinks. You need to see a doctor. That's disgusting.
I've got food poisoning. Fuck off!
No, you fuck off. Don't throw shit at people's cars, mate. It's bad behaviour.
You're a cunt.
No, you're a cunt.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Say that to me, that's fucking rude. That is fucking rude.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The Club Shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The
Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.